Let's talk about something good. Once a year at WRVA, we raise money for a really interesting and I think important movement across the state. It is for Conexus Vision. And we call it the Vision is Elementary program, where we've got kids who are in classes and they just can't see. And you know, you and I and our a lot of people in this audience, 40s, 50s, 60s, or above, we know the difference between good vision and bad vision. But I mean, if you're 6 years old, if you're 7 years old, you don't know. You're sitting there thinking, why is everybody else able to pick this up and I'm not able to pick it up? And without that kind of intervention from professionals in eye care, and perhaps without somebody putting down some money to buy you glasses, it's not an overstatement to say your whole life could go off the rails simply because nobody found out that you couldn't see. Dr. Gerald Nighy is an optometrist here in Central Virginia. And Dr. Nighy, I'm so glad to talk to you. And I know you've been involved with Conexus. Tell me what you've seen on the front lines here.
Well, thanks so much for having me on this morning, John. I appreciate it.
And, yes.
You know, as we know, through this pandemic and, of course, the change to virtual learning for so many kids across the Commonwealth, we're definitely seeing that kids are putting up with digital eye strain, and that can lead to all kinds of other issues, like headaches, trouble with school learning issues, and it's becoming a big problem. And what Conexus is doing is helping to educate the kids and parents on a few simple things that they can do to help relieve some of these symptoms, and I think help the kids get through this time a little bit more easily.
Now, things have changed because of the pandemic, and you mentioned that now, you know, when we talked about this last year, we were talking about a kid in maybe the fourth row of the class that couldn't see what was written on the blackboard, and now we've got a different set of issues where young kids are losing the ability to see perfectly because they're smashed up against their monitor. What do you do to fix that? Are there solutions?
Well, a few things. Oh, absolutely. There's a few key things that kids can do every day, and again, parents need to make sure to help remind the children to get in the habit of doing these things. The first thing is just limit the screen time as much as possible, and to really just the things that are necessary. So I know our kids love to use devices for other things beyond school, but we really need to look at limiting that as much as possible. And then we need to remember the 20-20-20 rule, which is where every 20 minutes, the child needs to look away for about 20 seconds and look far away, about 20 feet away. So every 20 minutes, take a 20-second break and look 20 feet away and let your eyes relax. Also, when you said it, you said it well, a lot of folks are smashed up against the computer screen. That computer screen needs to be about 24 inches away, 23, 25 inches, arm's length away, to make sure that the eyes are as comfortable as possible focusing on that screen. And it also gives the eyes then a chance to, we have to make sure that the child's always remembering to blink. And that's during those breaks, but even just while they're on that screen, blink as often as they can.
I feel the difference, you know, maybe it's just because I'm getting older and my eyesight is doing the normal deterioration thing, but I feel the difference as much time as I spend on my cell phone during this show for 4 hours every day and then talking to my producers throughout the day. But at age 49, I guess the stakes are different than for a young person who's still growing. Do you see a muscular change in the way a young person, a young person's eyes would grow at that age compared to me?
No question. When we have a lot of screen time in children, it can actually lead to an increase in nearsightedness. So for kids that wouldn't normally become nearsighted, they may start to become nearsighted, or the ones that have that tendency due to genetics or whatever reason, they can become quite a bit more nearsighted, which means leads to thicker glasses and potentially eye health issues. The more nearsighted a patient is or a child is, the greater the risk for things like retinal detachments and glaucoma and cataracts. So it's important to reduce that level of nearsightedness as much as possible by taking it as easy as we can on the eyes, especially on the computer screen.
Now, Dr. Nighy, there are a lot of people who hit us up at WRVA to come on the air to try to raise money. And I've worked at a few charities and consulted with them over the years. And I always try to make sure that the people we allow on the air are folks who are good stewards of the money that our audience offers them. And you're on the board here, so I want you to talk for a second about how much of the money that's donated actually goes to help kids in classes.
You know, this the money goes to a tremendous effort. They're reaching kids that may not have insurance or can't get to their eye care professional for whatever reason, and they actually come to the schools, provide vision screenings for thousands of students across the Commonwealth, and not only provide the screenings, but then help identify those kids with problems and issues with their vision, get them comprehensive eye care, and also provide the glasses that they need. So the large majority of that money goes to funding those efforts and not to the, you know, staffing
the overhead.
and overhead and all that other stuff. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we're so excited for the second year in a row to be partnered with Conexus for the Vision is Elementary program. And throughout this week, Jeff Katz has been great and has had guests on in his afternoon program to explain this fundraiser and how important it is. And for busy suburbanites, it may seem crazy to think, I mean, you can't throw down $200 or $300 for glasses for kids, but there are a lot of families where getting the appointment, getting to the eye doctor, paying that extra money for eyeglasses, especially for a kid that's growing pretty fast. You know, every 6 months, it feels like they're outgrowing their clothes. This is a big investment, and this is one way we can take kids who might be on the bubble of, you know, maybe falling behind and help keep them in the race. And I really appreciate your work with Conexus, and I hope people will join us. I'll be making a donation at the end of the week here to the Vision is Elementary campaign. If you are so moved, we would welcome you to go to our website at WRVA.com. It's the first thing that pops up on the WRVA page this week. And, you know, we will keep you up to date as hopefully we go back to normal and folks like Dr. Nighy will be able to get into the schools and see these kids and provide glasses for them as they get older. Dr. Gerald Nighy, who's an optometrist here in Central Virginia and on the board of Conexus Vision, really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, thanks so much, John.